Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services and Behavioral Health Division. And your number was selected at random and will not collect any identifying information about you. And your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. And a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Can you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
50 to 64, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, then first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain, you know, substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. It's fine. Know that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor, okay?
Okay.
How often do you think most teens in school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Oh, geez, I have no idea. I would say at least once to twice a month.
Okay, twice a month. Okay. All right, and how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis, you know, any form of marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate on any form from hash or hash oil? Would you say never? Maybe try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a month.
Once a month, okay. All right, ma'am, and how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never. Maybe try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
I would say once a week.
Once a week, okay.
Again, I have no idea.
Okay, just your best guess is fine, man. Just the way you, I mean, just how you, it's a survey, okay? Okay, and next I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one, okay? If you don't agree or disagree, let me know for each statement. I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just your best guess is fine, okay? The first one says, drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Would you strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, what about most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law?
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it, you know, illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Okay, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and we almost finished with these statements, okay? When we're done with these statements, we're pretty much done with the survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay, vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Okay, parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth, you know, under the age of 21 should be held accountable or in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Okay, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
And the last one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, okay, which are all illegal for, you know, for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess.
Are we almost done here?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We are almost done. This is the last question. Okay. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And, okay, how often do you use marijuana in, like, in edible or drinkable form other than medical? Okay. Never. All right. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Yep.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I just have a few questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials, you know, that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never, a few times a school year, a few times a month, a few times a week?
Never.
Never. Okay. All right. All right. And how would you describe yourself, ma'am? Would you say you're white, Hispanic, or Latino, black, African-American?
White.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And the last, as a token of our appreciation, the Blooming Positive Action Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey, okay, that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like, you know, our coalition to donate two on your behalf, the Blooming Prairie Education Foundation, the Blooming Prairie Recreation Association, or the Blooming, the first one?
Yep, Education Foundation.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am, that was the last thing. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.